my beloved Ai Kuan Yin Angkor, an extraordinary flame of forgiveness, of mercy in this place. My beloved, this is a flame that is absolutely necessary, for if Europe is to move forward, then indeed there must be mercy, there must be unconditional forgiveness and an unwillingness to look at the past and then let it go without holding on to these old patterns that have plagued this continent now for so long that history keeps repeating itself and repeating itself beyond all sensibility and reason. Thus, my beloved, I say to you that many nations in Europe, and especially the German nation, have a great mastery on reason. Yet reason without mercy is indeed blind and can lead you nowhere except down the dangerous path of totalitarianism, or thinking that you can bring about the golden age through control. But I tell you, it is not so, for no amount of power and control by the state can bring about a golden age. Only the flame of mercy and forgiveness and a flame of freedom that sets the people free to let go of the past and embrace their true creativity as spiritual beings will bring about a golden age in Europe, or anywhere else for that matter. But especially here in Europe, the flame of mercy is needed to consume these old records that are still preventing the people on this continent from embracing each other and rising into the glorious future that is the highest potential for this continent. Thus you might wonder, since we are only a few hundred yards away from the Holocaust Memorial, why I have not chosen to anchor my flame there. But I tell you, it is because, even though this memorial is necessary, it is a memorial that looks towards the past, and I do not desire to anchor a flame in a place that is dedicated to remembering the past, but rather in a place that is dedicated to making the decisions for the future. And thus, I recognize fully that the Holocaust Memorial is indeed a step forward for the German nation, for in making this physical memorial, Germany has taken an important step towards dealing with its past. Yet, as I have said, I anchor my flame over the German parliament, for this is where decisions must be made so that this nation and Europe as a whole can move forward into a golden age where the past is left so far behind that it is only a memory, and there is no possibility whatsoever that the people and the nations of Europe will repeat history, for they have indeed learned the lessons of history. Thus I say, let there be mercy to all, for there is no darkness from the past that the flame of mercy cannot consume. There is no darkness from the past from which the flame of freedom cannot set people free. And there is no decisions from the past that cannot be overcome through the flame of God government. And thus, through this trinity of God government, freedom and mercy, we shall indeed endeavor to do a mighty work for the continent of Europe. Thus, let it be done, let it be sealed, let it be anchored in all levels of the material universe, from the etheric to the mental to the emotional and the physical octave. It is finished.